Ignite Somerset.
It's art on the radio.
Featuring contributions from artists,
curators,
filmmakers,
musicians,
photographers,
poets,
technologists,
performers,
and a host of others
who add to the cultural life of the county.
Somerset Film, together with Ten Radio,
showcasing innovation in the arts.
On 105.3 FM
and at tenradio.org.
And now broadcasting on GFM. Listen at glastonburyfm.co.uk and on 107.1 FM.
Hello, 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 everybody. Usually when I'm here in the studio of Ten Radio, I'm on my own, probably playing some interviews that I've made with artists that previous week. But today I'm very fortunate because I'm joined by four very inspiring, wonderful photographic artists. They're sitting opposite me at the moment, shaking their head, going, "What are they on about me? They're on about us." They're laughing their heads off, in fact. So I'm joined by four young photographers, certainly young in terms of where they're at in their careers, and they're also in their photographic careers, and they're also digital artists as well. In fact, I spent the afternoon with them over at the Engine Room in Bridgewater, looking at Photoshop. We're going to hear some of their insight into the journey they've taken, learning new photographic skills and digital technology skills in a moment. But just to give you an idea of who these people are, these wonderful photographic artists, they're members of U3A in Highbridge, and I'm not going to explain what U3A Highbridge is, but I'm going to let them do it. But I've also been very lucky enough, fortunate enough, to work with another group of U3A Highbridge people who have made a radio play. So we're going to start the show by playing their cheeky radio play, which is called Male Members Wanted.
The U3A Highbridge present the short play Male Members Wanted.
It's so annoying, Aggie. You always keep us waiting and you never open up on time. Oh, that's her pathetic attempt at power games. She likes to think that she's in charge.
Well, she is in charge of the village hall, Evie.
Here am I, I'm treated like a dog's body for their precious village hall. Don't they know that I'm the caretaker, the most important person? That humdrum group need taking down a peg or two, especially that Muddy. All right, keep your hair on, Evie. Morning, all. Still raining, is it?
Oh, well, let's just get out of the rain and have a nice hot cup of coffee.
Watch what you're doing with that umbrella.
Hang on, I think she's about to start.
Aggie, can we have six coffees and biscuits over here, please?
Hold your horses, Maddie.
It's Madeline, if you don't mind. Hell, considering that Aggie is the caretaker here, why does she never have the sense to put the heating on when it's cold? Ida, she's your friend. Couldn't you have a word with her?
Oh, poor thing, it's her memory, you know. I expect that's why she failed the audition. Couldn't remember her lines. I expect the poor dear's still smarting over the rejection. Well, now, anyone got any ideas for enticing in some new male members? Madeline, what about you? You have lots of men visiting you.
How dare you, Ida?
No, I meant at the post office, my dear.
Well, the male species, yes, but not what I'd call men. And anyway, we need a couple of really fit guys to play the parts of the air pilot and co-pilot. The majority of my male customers are just picking up pensions. Now, when I chaired the AmDram in Woolloomooloo, We had no problem getting men to the meetings, since they were held in the only pub in town. But the trouble was, after a skinful, they'd just want to play at stage fighting, like Errol Flynn or Douglas Fairbanks.
Who are they?
Oh, before your time, dear. Couple of heartthrobs they were. Imagine Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean, but like 70 years ago. Like him they were.
As well you know, I've managed all my life without a man. They're a waste of space as far as I'm concerned. Personally, I think we should choose another play. Then we won't have this problem. I think male members are nothing more than an unnecessary appendage.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, they do have their uses, Madeline.
Yes, and I could never run the farm without them.
I don't think there can be too many plays without men, except perhaps one set in a convent. And even then there's the odd priest around to take their confessions.
Oh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall in that confessional.
Yes, Mary, well, be that as it may. While I don't mind organising the wardrobe, I am not making six nuns of it, and that's a fact.
Oh, well, if we must put on this play, we need to rustle up a couple of blokes. Rose, are any of the farmhands willing?
Oh, they're willing, all right, but not to perform in public on a stage.
Well, perhaps you could talk George or your sons into auditioning. We really need two studs for this play.
Studs? The only studs on our farm are the four-legged kind out in the field. And the studs in my earlobes. No, Jeff's getting married soon, so he's far too busy. And our Harry, he's still doing his Morris dancing. The Piddle Under Lyme Morris men have bookings all round the neighbouring villages. And as for my George, well, he might think of himself as a stud, but he falls far short if the truth be told. I mean, to start with, you couldn't prize him away from his pint at the Dog and Duck of a night, and you know what that does to the nether regions. Besides, I know he's a bit of an idiot, and he couldn't act his way out of a paper bag, but he's my bit of an idiot.
Oh, well, no joy there, then. So what about your hiking club, Evie? All those sturdy male walkers. There must be some likely men there.
I don't know about that, Lucy. I was hoping to get my hiking group interested. Some are quite fit and would look great in uniform. But the young ones, well, them in their 40s anyway, they only come hiking for the pub lunch and to chat up Mary at the Dog and Duck when we get back. I think most of them would consider themselves too macho for play acting. I suspect a couple of them might be happier playing lumberjacks in a Monty Python skit. And honestly, can you see bald, bandy, old Bert Harris passing for an airline pilot? That would really take some imagination.
I wonder what they're talking about.
What's with Aggie? Has anyone noticed that she seems to be hovering around and listening in on our conversations?
Oh, ignore her. She's just jealous.
What about your pub regulars, Mary? Any luck there?
No. I've asked the dance team, the bowling club and all the regulars. I've even put on my sexiest low-cut dress to try and worm into joining. But apart from enjoying the free show, no one showed any interest. Seems like nothing will come between a man and his pint. On the other hand, I have to say the effort I put in is good for business at the pub.
I can imagine that, dear.
But, short of kidnapping some of them, I can't see what else I can do. Mind you, I've got another sparkly top, very low cut and very tight. My Gary says it's a real curtain raiser. Maybe I should try that. But hey, girls, I'm not the Pied Piper.
Well, it's worth a try, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, I'd say so. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Oh, and by the way, my mate Paul is an artist and does great Rubenesque nudes, and he's offered to help with the scenery.
Oh, I know Paul. His mother is a great friend of mine. Yes, he's got some lovely nudes in his bedroom. His mum showed me them one day when he was at work. Well, you never know, Mary. Once we get him there, he might get the acting bug.
I wouldn't bank on it, Rose. He's always been a shy lad, keeps himself to himself generally. These days, apart from the odd pint at weekends, he spends nearly all his time in that room with the new ladies, you know.
I just can't understand why we haven't attracted any male members.
What about you, Lucy? Surely as the vicar's wife, you must be familiar with all the male members at the church. And what about the vicar and the verger?
What's that you say? I'm sorry, dear, I was miles away. I was just trying to remember if I gave the children their packed lunches this morning. And if I didn't, the dog will have eaten them. Oh, I mean the sandwiches, of course, not the children. Did you say something about the vicar and a virgin?
No, the vicar and the verger. But hold that thought. It's virgin, not the ridiculous.
Well, I can't really think of anyone who might be a suitable male member. The vicar certainly couldn't be seen on stage with his trousers around his ankles, could he? He'd be made a laughing stock. And the verger is stone deaf. I could ask the organist, but he lives only for his organ. Aggie, that chest of yours sounds really bad, you know. You should go and see Dr. Moffat. Oh, well, I must be going. I have to get to the Unmarried Mothers Club. And that's one club where we don't need any more members. Bye, Aggie. We'll all be here on Wednesday for the Amdram auditions. Can you make sure that the heating is on, please?
Yes, no problem, dearie. Bye.
I'm off too, girls. See you all on Wednesday.
Bye.
See you then.
I'm not good enough for their precious amateur dramatics, am I? But I'll get my revenge. I'll ring Maddie later and tell her I've got two perfect candidates for the role of pilot and co-pilot. That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons. Right, in you come. The hall's all set out for you. The heating's on and the kettle's just about to boil. I'll go and brew the tea.
Wonder what's put her in such a good mood. Right, settle down now, everyone. Now, first of all, has anyone had any luck recruiting new men?
Not so far, but has anyone noticed there's a sold sign at Liberty Cottage? No sign of the new owners yet, but one of them is probably a man.
Well, you can never tell these days, Mary. Could be two men. Or two women, even.
I met Doug Fairweather in the village. He's been abroad for a month on his honeymoon. I invited him to come along this evening, and he said he'd maybe try. But it wasn't very likely, because his wife June, who's 8 months gone, could go into labour any day now.
Oh, why can't folk get things in the right order these days?
Oh, Evie, you're so behind the times. There's no right order anymore. Don't you know?
Yes, don't I know it? Why, just 2 weeks ago, Maisie Parker's daughter walked up the aisle, dressed in white, mind you, with her three little daughters as bridesmaids.
Well, I still think it's wrong putting the cart before the horse like that. My parents would have been horrified.
Well, dear, it's a good job you never thought to get married then.
Oh, did you get my message, Madeline, about the two chaps coming tonight to audition?
Yes, that's great news. At last we seem to be getting somewhere. OK, Lucy, pass these scripts round. What time are they arriving, Aggie?
Oh, they're here now. I've just seen them putting onto the car park. Oh,
good. They've got some good. What on earth are they wearing? Are them those platform shoes? How on earth do they walk in them?
They're holding hands. The one on the right's very handsome, isn't he, Evie?
And oh, they're wearing false eyelashes.
Sorry, fellas, it's not panto season yet.
Aggie!
Evie, leader of the hiking group, was played by Wendy Hughes. Aggie, caretaker of the village hall, by Kathy Taylor. Ida, the local widow, by Grace Galton. Madeline, the postmistress, was played by Janet Rain. Mary, the barmaid of the Dog and Duck, by Sue Bashford. Rose, the farmer's wife, by Kate Lloyd, and Lucy, the vicar's wife, was played by Linda Knight Rees. Male Members Wanted was produced by U3A Highbridge, working with Somerset Film. Hello again, you're back in the 10 Radio studio, and you're listening to Ignite Somerset on 105.3 FM, or if you're on the internet, you might be listening on 10radio.org. That's if it's Tuesday. If it's Thursday, you're listening to The Repeat, which is going out on GFM to the listeners of Mendip. So we're spreading the word of the arts through the Ignite Somerset radio show
far and wide. Now, as I indicated to you earlier, we have four very sprightly photographers. Now, they're still shaking their head for some reason. And they're members of the U3A. So we have Sue. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hello. Get a bit closer to that microphone, Sue. Okay. Don't be scared of it. Billy, I know you like talking, so get a bit closer to that microphone.
No, I don't.
Okay. He's got a good voice for radio, Billy has, yeah. Get a bit closer, Billy, come on. I know you've got lots to say. We've got Andrew, who I've met for the first time today. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
And to my left, my sidekick, my partner in photography. I was going to say partner in crime. My partner, to my left, my sidekick, this afternoon, it's still the afternoon, isn't it? Yeah, is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hi there. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Now, you are the U3A. Now, there might be listeners out there who don't know what the U3A is. So can somebody tell us what U3A is all about? I know you're U3A Highbridge.
Well, as I understand, the U3A, basically, U3A stands for the University of the Third Age.
Right.
And it basically there, people who are the age of 50 or older, mm-hmm. who are not in full-time employment, mm-hmm. It's there to get them out and about. Probably they'll have been retired and perhaps, you know, they're feeling a bit lonely, or they've lost a partner and they're feeling a bit lonely. It's there to get them out and about and involved in various groups. Mm. Certainly Highbridge has a number of groups mm-hmm. that meet regularly with various numbers of members, and they all get together and they do things they enjoy doing. And mm. it's there to get them out and stop them being lonely and becoming sort of isolated in a way, I suppose.
That's brilliantly put. That was brilliant.
It is. Have you... well put.
Yeah.
It's also about learning.
Okay.
Just because you're not at school or at work anymore doesn't mean to say you have to give up on learning.
No. Correct.
So
yes.
It's good for our minds to keep active.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Billy?
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. That yeah. you talk to people and you learn from them mm. as well. Mm. Mm. I've learned quite a lot, really, mm. since I've been going down there.
Yeah, how long have you been a member of the U3A Highbridge?
I suppose it's about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Might
yeah.
be a bit more. I'm not quite actually accurate on the time.
Okay. I mean, I know you through the photography projects that we've been doing mm. through Somerset Film, obviously. But I guess, as much as anything, yes, bring him a bit closer, Sue. He keeps going away from that microphone.
I know.
As much as anything, it's like Kevin was saying here, that it's as much about that camaraderie, coming together, talking, sharing ideas, as anything else. I know you have other groups, don't you? It's not just the photography and the writers group.
There's a walking group.
Yeah.
There's crochet, curling,
skittles,
mm. mm-hmm. lunch clubs, which mm. I think is fantastic for people that are on their own. At least they get to eat a meal and mm. share it with other people.
Mm. So the curling, that's an Olympic sport, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's a laugh, that is. That's really
so are
laugh.
You looking towards the next Olympics?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, I remember, I remember looking at a photograph with you in it, Billy. And was that with you with a curling? I don't know anything about curling. With a curling stick, have I got that right? Have I got that completely wrong?
A stick. A stick. Goodness gracious.
Is it a curling bat?
It's called a push. It's called a push stick.
A push stick. Okay. but what was nice for me, just to fill the Ten Radio and the GFM listeners in, we worked together, didn't we, on a photography project, and I was looking at photographs of you, and I remember seeing that photograph of you, and I thought you got a broom in your hand. I thought you were doing some sweeping up. And you looked at me with disgust when I said it was a broom. And then I probably called it a curling stick or a curling racket. What is it again?
A push stick.
A push stick. Okay. So, really, U3A is very much about doing a wide range of activities.
Oh, yeah, quite agree.
Okay. And Andrew, you're being quite quiet in the crowd. I've met Andrew for the first time today. That's right, Billy, bring the mic round to Andrew. You're quite new to the group.
I haven't been a member for a month yet.
Okay. Now, whilst we rushed in, didn't we? We got a bit waylaid with the traffic, and that's why the start of the show might have felt a little bit rushed. But we went straight into that cheeky radio play that the Creative Writers Group... I don't know if you were listening to that whilst you were settling yourself in. Do you know what you're letting yourself in for by being part of this group?
No, not really. I wasn't expecting being here.
Okay.
This was unexpected.
And it's fairly relaxed, isn't it? It's not too bad. You were quite worried about coming over, I think.
Yes, I was. But, well, just look at the company I've got.
Well, yeah.
Anybody would be
worried. We're more shaken.
Okay, so that's what U3A is. So, I mean, what's interesting here for me is that, Kevin, your sort of perspective on it is it's about getting out there, keeping the mind and the body active, really, and about socialising. Mm. And Sue, you were saying, actually, it's also about learning stuff and developing new skills. Mm-hmm. So we've all gone on this journey together. I've got a leaflet here that I'm going to just so that people know, back at home, the 10 Radio listeners and the GFM listeners, what we've been up to. So we've worked together, haven't we, on a Talking Communities project funded by Awards for All. Mm. The base of the project has sort of been Somerset Film at the Engine Room, but actually I was able to come out to you guys in Highbridge. Billy, I'd like you, actually, because I have this memory really cemented in my mind, and it's of you learning how to use... Now, I hope the listeners are ready for this. This is a Photoshop term. You'll know it really well, you four, seeing as you're now experts. The polygonal lasso tool. Okay, so I find it even hard to say, let alone use it. The polygonal lasso tool. And I remember when we met, where did we meet, Kevin? It was in some hall somewhere.
Well, that particular session we met at Southwell House in Highbridge, which is used a lot by the various groups of the U3A.
Yeah. Well, what I was... The real lasting memory I have of that day was that we spent the morning together. We'd planned to spend the whole day together, didn't we? And I was going to share with you some of my knowledge of photography.
Yeah.
Because you're the photography group from U3A. And a little bit of Photoshop. And for the listeners, that's when you get a photograph up on a computer and you kind of enhance it. Manipulate it. So, yeah, that's right. So you kind of change it, transform it, change the meaning of it. We were doing a bit of it this afternoon, in fact, at the engine room. And we spent the morning together. And I remember I brought a load of equipment over and you got your own laptops as well. And we got memory sticks going left, right and centre and photographs of Billy with a push stick from curling. So we all have our own areas of expertise, you see. And I don't know anything about curling. So... And we were looking at these photographs and we were going to start by using the polygonal lasso tool, which basically, listeners, what it is, it's if you've got a detail in a photograph, you can sort of cut around that detail, you can copy it, and then you can paste it onto another photograph. That's what we were trying to do. Yeah. It sounds simple when you describe it, doesn't it? But actually...
Doing it is different cup of tea.
Doing it is immortal words from Billy over there. But one brilliant bit for me was I could see, Billy, you were getting frustrated with it. And I've been using computers for years and years.
I always do.
Well, this is the thing is, don't we all? Don't we all? And, you know, I've been using Photoshop and manipulation software for years. But very often I get to a point, I don't know what I'm doing, and I start swearing at the computer. And
you don't, do
I
you?
Do.
Goodness, you
I
told
do.
Us not to.
I do, Billy, I do. I think it's part of the process. I think you have to. And, you know, it gets frustrating, doesn't it? And you think, how can I get over this brick wall? I mean, all I want to do is use the polygonal lasso tool. I find it even difficult to say, and I can't use it. Anyway,
you tell us to have a cup of tea, then go back again.
Exactly, and that's what we did. What I thought was so brilliant was we stopped for lunch, actually. I remember we stopped for lunch and I secretly was thinking to myself, I hope Billy's going to
be all right yourself as well.
Going to get the hang of this afternoon. Otherwise, he might just think, I'm not going to carry on with this. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to concentrate 100% on curling. I'm going to forget the digital photography for a bit. And I didn't want that to happen. Partly because I wouldn't be able to work with you anymore, and you'd have to work with me to show me all about curling. So I wanted to keep showing you all about photography. Anyway, we had break. You came back to it, and you were looking at the screen, and I think I remember coming straight to you, and you got your back to me, and you were looking at the screen there, and I said, so, yeah, for the benefit of the listeners, Billy's just sort of clenched his fist, and he's... I think he's remembering how he felt at the time.
Yes.
He's not about to punch me now.
No.
And I remember I said to you, so, Billy, we need to find the toolbox with the lasso tool in it. I hadn't even finished saying it, and you were already moving your mouse. And just those simple things that a lot of people take for granted, like just moving the mouse and selecting things, menus on a screen. You know, I knew that you were at the very beginning of your sort of learning curve on computers, but you went straight to the tool, you picked the polygonal lasso tool, you went straight to your photograph, and you started plotting a little line around it. And I hadn't even finished saying it. You just needed that break. For me, I've just done loads of talking, and it's because it was such a fond memory I have. But now it's your turn, Billy. That made me feel really good. But how did it make
me feel good? God, dear.
Yeah,
I was shaking like a jelly. That's why it was all over the place.
Yeah, you did a neat job. I mean, just tell
the... The simple reason that you've got to have concentration on it. If you haven't got concentration, you've lost it. But the simple reason, I'd have tried to go too fast. I'm trying to run before I can walk. Because there's a lot of things I want to do. But I can't do it so quick as I used to be able to one time.
Okay.
But now I slowed right down.
Okay.
So I got to learn to walk before I can run.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
And practice.
Oh, a lot of practice, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think often the best thing to do is just to set yourself a project and just keep going on with that. And
just on that one thing to start with until you get used to doing that.
Yeah. But today, I mean, we were over at the engine room in Bridgewater today, home to Somerset Film, and we were really looking at quite complex things, I thought. We were looking at layers in Photoshop. So just for the listeners again, that's a means of kind of superimposing layers. What did he say, Sue?
I can't repeat it.
Okay.
I would be in big trouble.
Well, look, we're not post-watershed yet, Billy, so just hold on to those thoughts, okay? And then the 10 radio listeners and the GFM listeners have got very tender ears, so...
That's what it's all about. We have a laugh.
That's
the main thing.
That is actually, isn't it?
That's the one rule that's... Basically, we enforce that one rule, across the photography group is...
Have a good laugh.
That, yeah, you relax and have fun. That's the important thing at the end of the day. There's no point in going on if you're not having fun and you're not enjoying yourself. It's got to be fun, it's got to be enjoyable, and personally I think that is one of the best ways of learning new things, new techniques, new processes. You learn and you enjoy yourself. It's not learning. It becomes a pleasure. You get involved. You get involved with everybody else. And you just become, not to quote a cliche, really, but it's one big happy family.
We don't take ourselves seriously, though, do we?
Well, we
enjoy what we do. We enjoy each other's company and helping each other out.
That's right, yeah.
And have a laugh in the meantime.
We all know.
Yeah.
We all know a little something.
So is there a bit of that going on with your photography? Are you kind of learning from each other as well?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Yes. Without doubt.
Yes.
Definitely.
I mean, I think that's a sign of a successful project. I know Somerset Film has given you a bit of support up until this point, but if you're now getting to that point where you can start to learn from each other...
Well,
fantastic.
With what we've learnt from Somerset Film, taking it one step further, which I know Somerset Film are interested in how we're going to progress what we've learnt. Starting in January is a new group. that we are basically calling Happy Snappers.
Okay.
It's a subsidiary of, or a side group from the photography group.
Yeah.
And it's geared basically to people who just want to take snaps. They have a little compact camera, they don't have the big DSLRs and that one. They don't want to get involved in all that sort of stuff. They don't want to get involved in all the other equipment that goes with it. They just want to go out and take good holiday snaps, good snaps of Christmas with the family. Uh-huh. And this new group that's starting in January, that is where it is aimed at. It's aimed specifically at people that just want to do that. And it's the knowledge that we gained via Somerset Film that has given me the confidence to actually approach the subject and sit down and write a full set of course notes. It's going to run for 6 months, so there's going to be 6 sessions.
Wow.
And I've sat down and I've written a full set of course notes. The proof of the pudding is going to be in the eating.
Mm.
I just hope that it's going to be as successful and it's going to go from strength to strength.
So, Kevin, this is a project that you're actually devising yourself and managing yourself.
Yeah. I'm managing it myself. I've got my able assistants here with Sue, Billy and Andrew, and, of course, the fifth member of the group that can't be with us,
okay.
John,
okay.
For various reasons. But between the five of us, we're going to run this group. I've been elected, cajoled, pushed into whichever way you want to put it to being group leader and running it. But I have fantastic support with my colleagues here.
Yes, yeah, it was just Billy just giving you a big round of applause there. Rousing round of applause. Okay, I think that's just so brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those photographs.
Well, hopefully we will get you back and you'll be able to spend another day with us and meet the people on the Happy Snappers, look at some of their work and help to guide them in a similar way to what you have done with us.
I mean, in a way, I don't want to. Because, and I mean that in the nicest way.
Oh.
I mean that, sorry, Billy, it's not you. It's not because of you, Billy.
Are you sure?
I mean that in the nicest way. In
you looked
way,
straight at me when you said it.
No. It's just that... it's music to my ears, actually. We're going to hear some music soon, but some music like you may not have heard before. I'm just going to warn you. In a few minutes, I'm going to put some music on that we recorded at an event that Somerset Film and Ignite Somerset ran, not the weekend gone, just the one before that, but I'll come on to that in a minute. You can tell me what you think. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I don't want to come back because I'll bring all my own baggage with me and what I love to hear is that you're taking it on yourself and you can actually tell me why this photograph is better than that photograph. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
that would be great. So I'd come along and go, with all of my, you know, preconceptions and things. Do you think that you can... You're talking about this Happy Snappers group. Do you think you can also make photographs to... say stuff maybe about, I know that I think when we were doing the Photoshop work together we talked about how some of the photographs might, you could perhaps make photographs and pictures that made a statement about something, or I don't know, or could you make photographs that
tell a story,
yeah, or tell the story of the U3A or something. Could you do that too?
I think we will work round to that. And I think that's going to come from a slightly different angle, because through the involvement with Somerset Film and everything they've done, it's also opened up another avenue to us, and that's the avenue of the Princess Theatre in Burnham-on-Sea, which has an arts lounge, and they have people that are into the arts in that.
The Creative Club,
The Creative Club, yeah. And they've spoken to us. We have been to one of their meetings, but their main person there has actually spoken, and he would like us to do some work down those lines for him.
Okay.
So probably in this next year, we'll be looking towards doing that, some work for him as well.
But, Kevin, surely we've already done some of that in the fact that we've been out photographing the various groups of the U3A.
That's true. That's very true,
Sue. It's easy to feel socially isolated, and
sorry,
at times we all need some support.
I'll tell you what, should
Somerset
I have a listen anyway?
You Can Do is a brand new free service that can help you to gain confidence and move forward. Perhaps you would like to volunteer, or perhaps you're looking for support yourself. Here's Sue, one of our volunteers.
So an admin job. Was interviewed by one of the staff and she said, we've got an exciting new project. Would you be interested? And that's how I volunteered. Well, I like helping people.
Hello?
Hi,
it's me. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Being a volunteer involves meeting people like Kat, causing me lots of mischief and laughter, I suppose. We have a great time together.
Like a coffee.
Not too big, though. Small one.
Okay.
I've had my ups and downs, but with Sue's help, she helped me realise that I could maybe go to college and maybe get onto a childcare course.
Through the help from Sue and Somerset You Can Do, Kat is ready to move ahead as a volunteer herself. For her, the sky is the limit.
I could hopefully get a job that I've always wanted to do further on down the line.
Somerset You Can Do. Helping yourself through helping others. Contact us on 01278 664 180 or visit our website at somersetyoucando.org.
They understand the needs you have and they help you.
Hello, we're back in the studio. I really messed up a bit there. Sorry, Sue, I cut you off by bringing that jingle in. Somerset,
I was
you can
in full
do...
flow.
You were in full flow.
Now I forgot.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry about
no,
that.
No, no. What I was saying was...
Yeah, go on.
We've already told the story...
Yes.
...about all the different groups that are
yes.
in the U3A. By
yes.
going to all the different groups and taking photographs of what they're actually achieving.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So we've all taken a step on that path anyway.
You have, yeah. Mm. It's brilliant. Okay, well, look, I'm sorry that I just
can't
hear you
like
that.
I forgive you.
Terrible that was. Just so that the listeners know, that was a little radio piece that Somerset Films produced, in fact, with Somerset You Can Do. You had all the information in the jingle. If we get time in the next 20 minutes, I might play another one out. But that's kind of quite typical of the kind of work that we get up to at Somerset Film. Now, as I was saying, a couple of weeks ago, we had an event at the Red Brick Building in Glastonbury, and it was an event of sound art. So we had music and performances and poetry and all sorts of amazing sound art things. It was brilliant. You're visual artists, really, I suppose, aren't you, being photographers?
Well,
this was all about sound art. And although I accept Billy can probably tell a good tale. But So they say, Andrew. So I want to just play a little bit of, not only for a couple of minutes, but this was just to show you the range of things we get involved in at Somerset Film. This is an Ignite Somerset project over at Red Brick, working with a beatboxer. Now... Sue, Billy, Andrew, Kevin, any idea what a beatboxer is?
Not a clue.
Human beatboxer.
Anything to do with sugar beet? With beetroots?
No, this is a guy that can produce amazing sounds just with his mouth.
Really?
Yeah. There is some technology involved. He uses this thing called the loop station. So he records some sounds. It's probably not your cup of tea, to be honest. But I don't know that. You might love it. You might, as I bring our mics down and you start listening to Boxer Beat, you might all start getting up and dancing.
So
I don't know.
Join in.
But he does sound effects, and he's a very talented young man, actually. And it's interesting, you were talking about the Creative Club. We actually met there, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago?
We did, yeah.
And there was a video artist talking about his work. And what I thought was interesting, one interesting thing that he said was, he doesn't mind if he gets a negative response to his work. It's not all about liking his work. He'd rather have a negative response than no response at all. And it's kind of just one of those things. It's like you, Billy, making a noise with your telephone. See, they've brought all this technology in with them, these guys have. So Let's just have a... This is... It's not the clearest sound. It's actually a recording taken from a video camera. But just to give you an idea of the range of things that Somerset Film gets involved in.
You up for this? OK, cool. But I've got this amazing contraption here, because everything I say, I'll put into this little station here, and then it repeats back to me. But everything I say, I'll put into this little station here, and then it repeats back to me. Because everything I say, I'll put into this little station here, and then it repeats back to me. So beatbox, I was teaching the young ones earlier, is replicating the drum kit in many different ways, and just having a party in your brain, really. You know, those times where you think, oh, I wish I could sing or dance, or I just thought, well, I don't want to do any of those, so I thought I'd make... Crash Course in Beatbox. So what I'm going to do is have a play around with this loop station and see what you think. Okay, we'll start it simple. It's going to get so crazy, you're not going to know where you are. No, I'm joking. You're going to know where you are by the end of the play-off. So, shove all my settings here, because I don't look like a silly sausage with everything right there properly. Right. So. Do I sound all right? Okay. I have no friends.
Out. There he goes, he's gone. Right, now let me turn him off, and I don't want to get all confused with my little radio idents again, so stop him and I'll put that back up. We're going to play out to a radio play, actually another radio play, not created by U3A but created by Butley School over in Mendip. Very spooky, scary story, so batten down the hatches and prepare to be spooked. Are you prepared to be spooked, Billy? No, he's shaking his head. Right. just we've got about 5 minutes chat time, and then we'll play out to this play. Kevin, you meet at U3A Highbridge. Where do you meet? When do you meet? So that other listeners out there might be able to get in touch or whatever.
It's the U3A of Highbridge, and coffee mornings are every Wednesday, mm-hmm. 10 till 12. Come along to a coffee morning, meet the people, come and have a drink with us, get to know us. We are a friendly group, we have a good laugh, and I'm quite sure somebody will inspire you, take you by the hand, lead you, get you settled with people, and then you'll be on your way to, hopefully, a long, happy friendship, stroke relationship within the U3A and become part of the family.
Okay, in a way, you've almost answered the thing that I was going to ask you now. I was going to ask each of you, Sue, Billy, Andrew and Kevin, just to say something into the microphone, that a sort of a message, if you like, and a message that can go out to other people who are of retirement age, who are perhaps thinking to themselves, well, I could just stay in and watch TV, or I could go out and try something new. What would you like to say?
Well, I think I forgot to mention it. It's the Highbridge Community Centre where we're
still on
meet.
That one. He's still on the last one.
Yeah,
I'm selling it.
I lag behind. I have time. Like
Sue, what would you?
It's gotta be a lot better to join something like this, to come out. I mean, we thoroughly enjoy today, really, even though we're scared to death of talking into this thing.
And we're doing very well.
Stop shaking.
It's got to be better, though, hasn't it, Billy, than sitting at home.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Especially looking at you.
What I really like is it's from 50 onwards. And that in itself is quite a gap in ages. Mm-hmm. And we all mix together. We can all have a laugh together and take on all the other things that go with life as well. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's got to be worth it.
You keep shouting at me as well.
Mm.
I mean, being one of the new ones,
go on, Andrew.
Having recently retired, it's an excellent way to meet people. Plus the fact of the clubs. I mean, like today was excellent. So it just proves that you can do something when you have retired.
For sure.
As against just sitting and
watch a telly and just get fatter than ever.
Yeah, I mean, in actual fact, if you actually look at it, there's something happening every day, basically.
Yes.
So there's no reason for you to be in the house on your own
all the time.
And Billy, what's the message that you give out there? Trying to be serious. You're such... I'm never going to quite know whether to take you seriously or not, but... Lean into that microphone.
Oh, I'm always serious, always.
Lean into that microphone and say something really profound in your best Somerset.
How do I do that?
Go on, send a message out to the listeners.
What do you enjoy better?
What do I enjoy better? Well, going round meeting all the people and having a good laugh with them at the club.
Yeah.
And they reckon I'm a, what they call me?
Trouble with a capital T.
Oh, that's right. Well, I can't help that, can I?
No.
But we have a laugh, though, don't we?
We do, don't us.
That's what it's all about, having a good laugh.
Excellent. Okay. Kevin. And Kevin here, my sidekick to the left here, has given all of the factual stuff. How do people find out more about you, by the way? Can they... Is there a U3A Highbridge website or anything?
There is. It's newly launched the website. Bear with me
Kevin's
second.
Digging into his pocket, opening his wallet. You don't need to pay me for this afternoon.
I believe that the website is home.knight/reese.com/U3A Highbridge.
You never remember that.
No.
I'll tell you what.
The memory starts going as you get older, you know.
The best way is, don't be afraid, don't be shy. Come down to the Highbridge Community Centre. Come in and have a chat to us.
I'll tell you what we'll do, in fact. The best thing to do is, if you want to find out, listeners, back at, in 10 Radio Listening Land, or in GFM, if you want to find out more about... U3A in Highbridge, I can put a link on it from our website. Shall I do that?
I think that would be helpful.
So ignitesomerset.com, and we'll sort that out later, Kevin. You're good at the details, so we'll sort that out together, and we'll put a link on there. We can perhaps put one of the photographs, maybe the one. We've had a conversation about putting your photographs up on the website, Billy. Are we happy to put your photograph? You know, the photograph of you, and then all the listeners will get to see your lovely face then as well. Are we happy to have that picture of you with the camera up on that? He's doing his thumbs up to me. And perhaps next to that we can put a link to it.
Yes, please.
Right. Kevin, you're going to have the last word. Say something profound into that microphone. I want listeners who, you know, in 50 plus listening now, and maybe younger than that, who might want to learn something about the life of somebody who's of retirement age. Just say something profound in that to all of those listeners out there.
Well, you don't have to give me the good ones, don't you? Give me the good bits, don't you?
No pressure. And then we'll play this play.
Well, what about psychic? Psychic might be a bit more appropriate. Don't become a couch potato. Don't think that there's nobody out there. There are people out there. There are people out there that care. They may not know you right now, but come have a talk to us, join in. Very soon they will get to know you and they will care about you. And it's, as my colleagues have said, Sue, Billy and Andrew, there's no need to be sat at home on your own. There's something out there, something going on every day. It keeps your body and mind active and that prolongs your life.
Thank you. Thank you, you three at Highbridge. We're going to play out to this play.
I've got such a great rucksack. I can fit everything in it.
Well, it's not as good as mine, Tasha. Mine's covered in jewels and it's a designer label too.
Oh, Taya, you're so obsessed with your looks.
Yeah, but girls, you've got to look smart if you're going camping.
Yeah, right? Haven't you, girls?
Well, not really, Tia. We are camping, after all.
Yeah, just take a look at those shoes. They're not very practical, are they?
Lauren, Tia, I thought you were on my side. Besides, look at these shoes. They're to die for, and they cost a fortune.
Hey, girls. I think I found the entrance of the forest. Wait a minute. What does this sign say?
The faraway forest?
Lauren, it's not the faraway forest, it's the faraway forest.
Oh, sorry, Tia. Hang on, what's that over there? Why are those trees moving, Tasha?
I can't make them out. Wait a minute, it's those stupid boys from school.
Oh no, those boys haven't got any style at all. Just look at their horrible rucksacks. I'm not hanging out with them. Come on, let's just go.
Hey Owen, can I borrow a charger for my iPad? It only has 2% of its battery left.
Sure thing, I don't know where you're going to plug it though. You might find a spare plug socket at the bottom of that tree.
Guys, are you really that stupid? Do you really expect there to be electricity in the faraway forest? We're in the middle of nowhere.
But Josh, you've got all of the kit needed for camping. The Swiss Army knife, the rucksack, the torch, the hiking boots. Surely you've got a power socket for my iPad in your rucksack.
No, Toby, I don't. Why don't you just switch it off to save battery?
Josh, do we have all the supplies or do we have to go to the supermarket? I'm really starving.
Owen, really? There's no supermarket in the faraway forest. Toby, Frankie, Owen, are you really prepared for this camping expedition? Hey guys, who's that in the distance?
Perhaps they're aliens.
Oh, Owen, it's just a bunch of girls from school.
What are they doing here?
Oh no, I thought we would have a weekend without any stupid girls. We don't get on with them at school. How are we supposed to get on with them in the forest? Well, just look at Tay and high heels.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Me and the girls are out here, camping.
You probably spied on us and copied our idea.
There's no way we'd want to copy you.
Well, we were here first.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Well, we are camping over there.
Well, we're camping over there, as far away from you as possible.
Well, we are camping all the way over there, because we can't stand the smell of Taya's perfume.
Oh, Josh, just get lost, why don't you? Taya, calm down. He had got a point. Right, let's go, girls.
Let's get as far away as possible from the girls. Let's go over there.
Girls, it's getting a bit late. It's getting a bit dark, too. There's some weird sounds in this forest. I think we'd better pitch the tent. Who's going to do it?
Tia, can you do it?
No way, dude.
Tia, what about you? Can you put the tent up? What if I break my nails, or crack my heels, or get my designer jeans dirty? I had a manicure just yesterday, don't you know?
Tasha, let me do it. I can do it, I can do it. Please, Tasha, just let me do it. Please, 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 please.
I'm really good at putting tents up. No way you're doing it, Laura. You're so clumsy. That's my lipstick done. Now for the mascara. Now carefully does it. Let's make myself look gorgeous. Ah, watch it. You got mascara all over my face now.
Girls, just chill out. It's supposed to be our holiday after all.
Please be careful of the guy ropes.
Toby, do you have any experience putting up tents?
No, I'm usually too busy playing computer games.
What about you, Frankie?
No, I'm usually too busy being cool.
What about you, Owen? No, forget about that. I'll put up the tent myself.
I'm going to get some firewood now. Ah, who put that log there?
Owen, you are so clumsy. How are we going to get through this camping weekend with you? Anyway, make sure you're back at 2100 hours.
Righto, Josh.
Ah, that sounded creepy, man.
Stephen, you're scared. You must be in a bad situation.
Somebody's going to have to go out and find out what that noise is. I bet it's the boys.
Yeah, it's the boys.
It's really boys. Who is the most expendable? Who should I send out? Yes, Lauren. Lauren, go out and investigate.
All right, Tasha.
Josh, I'm a bit worried about Owen. I'm going to text him.
Toby, you won't get signal in this place. I told you before.
Well, I've got my iPad in my bag. I could drop him an email.
It's probably run out of battery now.
Oh well, looks like I'm going to have to find Owen myself. Just like Hero would in the classic computer game Forest Friends 2.
Wait a minute, I'm coming for you too. Wait for me.
Okay, I'm on my own. Must be brave, must be brave.
Tasha, Lauren's been gone for ages. I'm getting worried about her.
Yes, you're right. Tia, there's nothing else for it. You're going to have to go out and find Lauren. I couldn't possibly go. I need to stay here in charge of the tent. Okay, but you owe me new designer nails, right?
Yeah, right. Tasha, I'm getting really worried about Lauren and Tia. I bet it's those boys playing tricks on us. I'm going to go out and try and find them.
But then I'll be on my own.
But Tasha, you're in charge of the tent, remember?
Okay, don't be long. I'll just be cooking beans for supper.
Ah! I bet it's those girls that are making all those noises. I'm out of here. It's creepy.
That's enough. I'm not safe in this tent. I'm getting out of here.
Ah!
It's you! Where are my friends?
Your friends? What about my friends? What have you done with them?
Your friends? I don't want anything to do with your friends.
Ah! There's that terrible noise again.
It's a really strange sound.
It's like nothing I've ever heard before.
Maybe it's an alien.
Maybe it's a sound from the future.
Whatever it is, let's hide.
Let's hide in the hollow of this tree.
This is 10 Radio, community radio for the 10 parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at 10radio.org. 10 Radio.
Right now on 10 Radio, I'm Barry Hunt.